We shall study some Bible verses before we pray. Shall we turn to Lamentation chapter 3? Lamentation chapter 3. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 23. Now this verse is the hymn that we just sung. 3:23. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. In Chinese, 每个早晨都是新的. Every morning is a new morning. Just like the grace of the Lord. There are new graces every morning because this is the faithfulness of the Lord. This morning when I get up, I went out to the yard. We are aware that the air is very mild. The sun is still very tender. I saw one preacher is doing exercise, and most of you are studying in the tent. And we feel refreshed to come out to see new situation, new sun, smell new air every morning. The Lord never fail to let the sun rise after sunset. This shows the greatness of God's faithfulness. And this is indeed the mercy of God. I really thank God that in this NYTS, I see many tears in your prayer. Now, when people have tears, I am curious why they cry. So I really like to listen to them. In the counseling meeting, I asked with a sister, some of the counselors, how is your prayer? Because I noticed I see Christ in the prayers. And really, all those sharing are very touching. One of them shared that because the Lord talked to her, she has some troubles in her heart. The Lord give her answers. It's hard, but she's willing to do it, and that moved her. Another sister shared that, she has been very busy in the society. The Lord bless her too much, and she feels so wonderful. She still feels the existence of God when she came back. That's why it moved her to tears. And then another sister, she feels that, the love of God is so great. That's why she had tears, and at the same time, she feel disappointed because she promised the Lord last year, maybe at NYTS, many things. Some of them, she was able to fulfill it, but some of them, she disappointed God. Then I think her frustration is also our frustration. Every time we come here, we make a lot of determination. Then we go back, sometimes we feel like we disappointed our God. Then those conversations made me to think about this morning's topic. But you know what? Every morning is a new morning. The grace of the Lord will never fail us. Please read Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. A lot of time we feel like we make a lot of mistakes and we shall have been punished. We shall have been consumed by God's fierce fire. But the Bible here says that through the Lord's mercies, we are still here. We are not consumed because his compassions fail not. Indeed, we are still of his flesh when we live in this world. We have a lot of temptation from Satan, and sometimes we indeed fail. We feel like we fall short of God's grace. We feel shame because we do not meet God's standard. But really, thank God, God's patience, compassions fails not. Therefore, we can come to the Lord with a bold attitude. We know that the mercy seat is still here and he's are waiting for us to come back to Him, and He will continue to give us mercy. Now, it really reminds me the story in the wilderness is when Moses was on the mountain, Israelites met a golden calf. And God at that time intended to cure all of the Israelites, cure all of them because they are like stiff-necked person. And then Moses went up to the mountain and prayed to God. And he said, God, please forgive us. Please forgive them. If not, please take out my name out of the book of life. And Moses kept begging and begging and begging. And then later on, God promised him, okay, I will continue to lead you guys into the land of Canaan. Now, the Bible says that Israelites was able to sustain because Moses always standing between the bridge, portal. Moses is some portal. We have a lot of shortcomings, a lot of holes inside us. We deserve to be punished by the Lord, but there was a person who always intercede for us. In the book of Hebrews, the Bible says that Moses was faithful in the house of God, and Jesus do the same thing. He was faithful like Moses. The only thing is that Jesus received more glories than Moses because he was the maker and Moses is the one who was made by God. Now, today we are not consumed. The compassions of the Lord never fail because of the intercession of Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one standing at the bridge. We have a lot of shortcoming. Now, He standing beside the Father, pray for us and intercede for us. You know, brothers and sisters, some of you feel regret that you were born Christian. Like when you were young, you were brought to the river and you are deep into the water. You feel regret. You hope that you are like some brother and sister who are old, you know, and they have gone through many things and they can search God by themselves. But you know what? You are much luckier than those person because you enjoy more grace than those brothers and sisters who come late. You know why? Because once you were baptized, the fountain of forgiveness has been opened. Right? You all know this kind of truth. The blood of Jesus Christ is a fountain. You are deep into the water. It is a living water. It keeps flowing with your lifetime. Whenever you sin against God, unoccasionally, not on purposely, you pray the Lord can forgive you, and we feel unworthy and unqualified, but like every morning is a new morning, the Lord never failed to us, still love us, as faithful as the sunshine. Yesterday it came down, this morning always goes up, never fail you. So faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. We had a dog in our house. We purchased a dog because of my in-law. I promised my in-law that if you come to my house, I will buy you a dog because she only likes to come to my house if we have a dog. But personally, I am not a dog lover. Not a torch dog, but you know, I really do not like their poo-poo. I mean, they are too dirty to me. So when the dog did not behave, I sometimes were not very merciful to the dog. I will use the newspaper to hit it, and sometimes if I do not have a newspaper, I might use my hand. Of course, I'm not touching my dog, okay? So please don't sue me to the animal shelter or whatever. But one thing I learned about a dog is that no matter how bad you are to him, no matter how hard you discipline it, and you just squash down and you say, shh, 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 right? You call him, right? And he will come and he will wag his tails. Always very faithful, right? When you park your car, he's already at the door waiting for you. Open the door, he starts to wag his tails very hard. He tries to please you. No matter how hard you hurt it, his love never failed to you. Now, when I look at the dog, it reminds me of the story of the lost sons. A lot of time we are like the lost sons. We wander away. We hurt God's heart. We stay with the pigs. And we have nowhere to go to. And we are very ashamed. We do not know if we shall go home. Then we just, with courage, we go home. And suddenly figure out the Lord is there waiting and hugging us. And those kind of hugging is so warm. We feel so unworthy about it. Now, it's indeed our Lord is like that. His mercy is never fail. If we do not really purposely, like got captured by Satan, we do not go across the line, we can always come back to the Lord. But you know what? Some people, when they come back to the Lord, they don't feel the sunshine. They don't feel God. They feel frustrated because, like, everybody says that they can touch God, but they cannot. You know, recently, I keep hearing news, you know, brother and sister, some of them, they don't like to come back to NYTS because they say that the toilet is too few, you know, the shower is too few, and the floor is too hard. Yesterday, we hear Pastor Yang told us, actually, we live in five-star hotel compared to Africa. But indeed, why people do not like to come back? Because sometimes when they come back, they may not touch God. You know what? Some people say this place is the best place that close to heaven. But some people say that this place is not really for them. It's really very tough for them. Then why people cannot touch God? Why some people do not feel God is as faithful as they think God is? Please turn to Lamentation chapter 3, verse 44. This could be one of the reasons. I'm not saying this is the only reason. This could be one of the reasons. Verse 44, you have covered yourself with a cloud. That prayer shall not pass through. Now, sometimes because our sins are too heavy, now the Lord covered himself within a cloud. Our prayer is not able to go through to reach God. Therefore, there is no sunshine. You wake up in the morning, you are still in darkness because the cloud covered the sun. So really, sometimes when we come back to the Lord, we got to examine ourselves, not to examine God. Please turn to Lamentation chapter 3, verse 340. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. So when we do not feel God in this, and not feel God yet in this NYTS, or do not feel, you cannot feel God in your life. Now the Bible here says that let us search out and examine our ways. So what do we truly do in our daily life? Is there any things that really prevent from God's face to see at us? The Bible says that it is not because my hand is too short, really. It's not because I don't have grace wanting to shine upon you. It is because your sin is too great that, you know, I simply cannot reach to you. Ezekiel chapter 8. The Lord's spirit caught on Ezekiel and let him see many things. One thing the Lord wants Ezekiel to do is that dig the wall so you are able to see. After Ezekiel dig the wall, he went into the door and he see that all the elders, like 70 of them, they were doing abomination things in their secret. Now, when you look at that message, you notice that only if you dig into the wall, you are able to see your mistakes. You should try to dig it hard. Now, every morning you go to the shower room, there's a mirror over there. You stand in front of a mirror. Like, I know some of you may have pimples, yeah? You look at your pimple very, very, very seriously, right? You want to make sure your pimples are, what? It's not as much, maybe have less pimple than yesterday. You pay attention to it. You don't like it to be there. Now, today, when you look at our sin and our iniquities, we should learn from that kind of attitude. Use magnified glasses. Look at it carefully. Brother and sister, it's so easy for us to look at other people's shortcomings. But it's so difficult for us to look at our own shortcomings. Really, a lot of time we turn our eyes away from our own mistakes. We do not like to face it. We do not like to recall about it because it's simply too painful to look at it. It is a shame to think about it. So we plant it, We play as an ostrich. We bury our head into the sand and pretend nothing has happened. Pretend that we are okay. But the reality is that we are not okay. Therefore, we don't have feeling in our prayer. Therefore, we don't have feeling when we listen to the sermon. Therefore, our heart is so dry. So the only one thing remain to do is that really search heart. Examine your ways. Examine our own ways. Look at the ugly sides of yourself. And truly at that time, you are able to cry to the Lord, sorry, I am truly sorry. I was wrong. All the path that I've gone through, really very shameful. Now you got to look at it one by one. If you cannot know it, ask God to reveal it to you. Only at that time you can be determined. Your heart can be touched. I think. Now, when I think about all those sermons, really, I recall many people receive Holy Spirit only at the time they see the eyes of God. They see the angry eyes of God at them, and they say, oh man, at that time feel how minute, how dirty, how unworthy they are. Then when they truly repent at that time, God's Holy Spirit, God's peace, God's joy pour upon them once again. It's only go through that kind of deep cleaning, deep examination, then you can see the faithfulness of God. You can see the sunshine again. Oh. The Bible here says that. Let's read again. Verse 40. Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Oh. Search and examine our ways carefully. Then we got to turn back to the Lord. Turning back to the Lord, what does it mean? To me, it means that, you know, it determined that you shall be a better person next year than this year. Yes, last year you make determination, you disappointed God, but you make progress because you are better this year than last year, I think. Now, let's hope that next year it will be better than this year. The Bible gives us a lot of tricks concerning how you can be a better person. If you truly know the truth of justified by faith, Paul gives us a lot of insights. How can you be a better person? Bible tells us, according to Romans. He says that now you are no more, sin are no more your master. Before, like sin is your master, when sin calls, you always listen. But now your master is God. Sin will continue calling. But now you can choose not to listen to sin anymore. Sin still have attraction, but you can choose to go to other attractions and not to listen to it. This is the first teaching to me from the book of Romans. And the second, it says that you shall rely on the Holy Spirit to put death to your lust. You know, we are men of flesh. We still have lust, right? But thank God we are Holy Spirit. When you pray hard, the lust, the desire will push to a minimum. Like if you do not pray hard, then your desire will be so great that you cannot overcome your desire. No, but the problem is, how do you pray hard when you go home? Now, over here, you are forced to pray hard. But when you go home, how do you do that? Now in IETS, I listened to some kids from East Coast. They have wonderful testimony to me. They say that some of their youth, yeah, they remind each other in the chat room. They will make up a time, everybody pray together. They were like, say, we'll pray before we go to school. Everybody pray before they go to school. They find out it's hard. They use all kinds of ways to make sure they remind each other. Now in IETS, we try to like have a group discussion to talk about how are you able to truly pray at least for 15 minutes when you go home. Now the only solution we get is that you truly need a partner. So in your prayer, when you say, I want to return back to the Lord, when you say, I want to repent, not only like, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Not only that, you have to think about it. When you go home, what are you going to do? Is there anyone that can help you to maintain your spirituality? Maybe you want to talk to the kids from East Coast. What do they do? How do they make it successful? Because mutual encouragement is so critical. Without brothers and sisters, if you really try to pursue after God alone, forget about it. Every year you will mourn again. You will feel like you are not qualified again. But pray hard. You need a friend. And then the Bible, the book of Romans also tell us that you shall offer yourself as a righteousness of vessel. Then it won't be the vessel of sin. What does it mean? Meaning that when you go back, you have to think about what can I do to in the house of God? How can I serve the Lord? You know what? Without serving, it's really very difficult to keep yourself pure. Now, the one who benefit most is the one who serves. The Bible says it is better to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. What does it mean? When you serve, you already guard yourself. You want to teach your kids? You make sure you pray. You want to teach your kids? You make sure you read Bible. You know what? And Bible and prayer is the two weapons that can keep yourself as a righteous vessel. Now, if you never do this, you don't want to help, you don't want to serve, eventually your energy will expand in a society. Now, if you all your totality, you all your lifestyles have to do with the word only, how can you avoid all those things that already in the world, or all the filthiness, all the dirtiness in the world? Very difficult. You can be escaping from it. So it's very important that at this point of time, you think about what can I do for my local church? What kind of lifestyle I should change so that my brothers and sisters can be benefit from me? You know, this is how we say return. Search and examine your way, and then return. When we say return, now in your prayer, you should think about it. How do I return back? What can I do for the Lord? That will be the path for me to continue to see the sunshine. Please turn to Lamentation chapter 3, verse 24. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22. 3:22. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fails not. 23. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. 24. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. Every time you want to come up to pray, you shall have hope in him. You shall believe that this prayer will be a new prayer. New mercy can show upon me in this new prayer. Because the Lord is your portion. The Lord is your portion forever. Many people really love this verse. Let's read it. Psalm 73. Psalm 73. Psalm 73, verse 25. 73:25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. 26. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. When I read this verse, I feel, wow, it is forever. God is my portion forever. You know, there is nobody you can desire in heaven. No one really can stay there for you on earth. God is the only one. He's like your spouse. But spouse can only, is your portion on earth. It is not like go to heavenly kingdom, your spouse relationship is gone, yeah? Nothing on earth is forever. But God is your portion forever. If God is an object, we are just like his shadow. It's inseparable. Forever you are together. So we have this kind of hope, yeah? It's inseparable relationship. So when we are down and when we feel discouraged, we pray again, we have a hope, because he is my portion. So he must love me very much. Let's turn back to Lamentation chapter 3. 3:40 and 41. Huh? Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. 41. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. Let's talk about prayer. When we have hope in the Lord, we have hope in our prayer. The Bible here says that let us lift our hands and our hearts together to pray. Now, when you lift our hands, yeah, First of all, you really need to have faith. Many people might think, I do not touch God yet. But if you have faith that I'm not going to experience God in this morning, you cannot experience it. You need to have faith God is here and God love you. God will touch you. Oh, that's very important. I keep telling you this story. A boy received Holy Spirit because he believed that position have Holy Spirit. I tell you that story, yeah? No? There were certain roles in the front, yeah? Always in the a boy kneeled down at the second position, yeah? And after he prayed, received Holy Spirit, he get up, he talked to the young boys, yeah? Ah, thank God, received Holy Spirit. Brother, I tell you, that position have Holy Spirit. So in the next morning, everybody was fighting for that position, and everybody believed that position of the Holy Spirit. Like this, they are young kids, yeah? And those who knew in that position always receive Holy Spirit. Now, these are young kids. They have that kind of faith, and God fulfilled them with that kind of faith, very simple faith. But the point is that when you come up to here, you want to lift up your hands. You can't believe that God is here. Now, without that kind of faith, we are wasting our time. How can you pray to someone that you do not believe in him? Of course, you need to other people touch. It's a living God. He will always touch you. If you follow God's way, truly examine ourselves. Then they say, lift up your hands. You know, it's not easy to lift up your hands. Moses lift up his hand to pray. The Bible here says, lift up his hand, yeah? He lift up his rod. The Bible says, when you lift up his rod, what? The Israelites win. And when we lower down his hand, the Israelites lose, yeah? If you read that Bible, it seems like Moses using one hand very beginning, feel so, use the other hand, and then feel so, use two hands, and then still feel so, and he's trying to lift it up. Now, it tells us what? When you pray, lifting up your hands, meaning that truly put your totality into it. Seriously, I do not see your sweat. I see your tears, but not many sweats yet. Now, when you pray, like when you play basketball or play any ball, we sweat, we put our totality, we enjoy it. But when we pray, usually our energy, our totality is not there. I'm not saying that you should pray out loud and that kind of stuff, you know. I'm saying that you should pray with your whole heart. So not only leave out your hands, leave out your heart, leave up your heart's concentration, your totality. Your whole heart belongs to God. Desire him just like a deer panting for water. Go straight after him. Then I think God will never fail you. This is something that every prayer we shall do. You will see that God is indeed there waiting for you. Every morning is a new morning. God is faithful. This morning will be the same. There shall be new grace from God to you. So don't feel discouraged. Hold on the promise and love of God. You shall feel the wonderful mercy of God. Shall we come to the front and pray together?